4. The Grief of El Elyon. Some tellings take the whole of a long night, and there are others that are over in a breath and take the rest of your life. This is one of the short ones. It is the one we have been putting off, and it is why the logs have lasted us this far into the night. It is a handful of lines in the record, and we have never once got through them without stopping. And one of us always hands the scroll on, and nobody at this fire has ever remarked upon it. And every man here knows exactly which line it happens at, and knows the sound the logs make in the silence, while the scroll goes from hand to hand, and the sound of the water going by outside in the dark, and the smell of the lamp when the oil is low. And Ramoth is standing over this fire while we do it, and we know that too, and it does not make it easier. And El Elyon saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Read it again, and read it slowly, and count what the record does not leave you. Not some of the imaginations, every one. Not evil in part, or evil at the edges, or evil when a man was pushed, only evil. And not evil on his bad days, or evil in his cups, or evil when the harvest failed, continually. There is not one crack of daylight left anywhere in that sentence, and we have hunted for one, and we hunted because we wanted one. A man with dirty hands always does. The vessel that was made to be lived in by God was full to the brim of the other thing, and it was glad, and it wanted more, and there was not a house in the world where a man could go and sit down and hear anything else. And the terrible part of it is not the violence, and not the blood in the street, and not the giants on the road, and not the doors coming off their hinges in the night. It is the word imagination. He is not only doing it, he is lying awake at night inventing it. And that is a thing no ruined one out of Abaddon can do for a man, and none of them ever has. They can whisper. They can lean on a doorpost. They cannot get inside the room and hold the pen. The imagining was ours. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. Now we come to the line, and this is the line, and every teller who has ever carried this chronicle has had to stand in front of it and has come away shaking. Do not let anyone explain it to you. There are clever men in this city who will tell you that it means nothing, that it is a manner of speaking, that a God does not grieve. And there are others who will tell you he changed his mind, as a man changes his mind about a bad bargain, and that he was sorry he had started. Both of them are running away from it in different directions, and we will do neither. We do not understand it. We have never understood it. We will not stand here and pretend to a thing that no man at this fire has ever had the smallest handle on, and the watchers of Ramoth, who were there and saw it, have not sent us a word about it either. But this we will say, and we say it out of the prophets, and not out of our own heads, and out of one prophet in particular. And his name was Hosea, and he was sent to our brothers in the north while Shalmaneser of Assyria was coming up the road against them, a long lifetime before ever the fire came to Jerusalem. You must know that El Elyon is not fickle, for he has never once broken a word he gave, and he is not cold, for he said himself by the mouth of one of ours, over a kingdom going down into a ruin worse than this one, because they were scattered and never gathered, and no man has heard of them since. Yes, El Elyon himself said, "How shall I give thee up, Ephraim? Mine heart is turned within me. My repentings are kindled together." That is the same word and the same wound. He is not a man that he should change his mind, and he is not a stone that he should not care. And if you can hold both of those at once, you are doing better than we are. And if you cannot, then hold this instead, which is what we hold. that on a certain day, looking down out of the high places at what had become of the thing he had knelt in the mud of a riverbank to make, El Elyon grieved at his heart. That is where the record puts it, and we are not moving it, and there is not a watcher in Ramoth who would move it either. And there it is, and now you have the shape of the whole thing, and you will want it in every book after this one. El Elyon is not a magistrate reaching for a sentence out of a book. This is not a picture of a judge. This is a father standing in a doorway with his hand on the post, looking into a room at what his son has done to the house. The table turned over, the lamp broken and the oil gone into the boards, the door hanging, the wine trodden into the floor. And the boy is not sorry, and he is not coming back, and there is nothing left in that room worth the saving, and the whole of it has to come down. Every hard thing El Elyon has ever done in this chronicle has come out of that doorway, and not out of a courtroom. Take that with you into every judgment in every book we shall ever hand you, and you will read the whole of them differently, and you will read them right. And take it into the darkness of Abaddon too, and understand why the evil ones that dwell in the pit have never once been able to predict the Most High. They keep waiting for a magistrate. They keep getting a father. It is the only thing in the three worlds that has never stopped surprising them all, and it is the thing that will finish them. And then, out of the grief, and not out of any coldness, the verdict. And he said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping thing, and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them. And the watchers heard the sentence given, and there was no singing in the high places that day, nor for a long while after. And we have that from no prophet, and we will not pretend that we do. It is a thing we say, because we cannot imagine the other. And in Abaddon below, there went up no cheer either. They had cheered twice, in the garden and in the field, and both times it had gone badly wrong for them afterward, and by now they were beginning to be wary of a victory. And the ruined one himself stood in the pit and heard El Elyon say that he would unmake the world. And he did not laugh. He counted. He went along the rows of the poisoned wells, house by house, tent by tent, line by line, all the way from the sunrise to the sunset. And he found what he was looking for, which was nothing. Every cup in the world had his hand in it, and the promise was drowned before the water came, and it had cost him not one drop of blood. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Now stop and look at where that sentence stands, because the whole of the chronicle is standing in the same place, and most men walk straight past it. It comes first. It comes before anything at all is said about the man Noah. He has not yet been called just. That is the next line. He has not yet been called perfect in his generations. That is the next line. He has not yet been said to walk with Dava. That is the next line too. Every good thing the record has to say about Noah comes after this sentence, and not one word of it comes before. He found favor, and then he was good. Not the other way round, and never once in this chronicle the other way round. And if you have learned nothing else from us, learn that and hold on to it when your own hands are dirty, as ours are in this country tonight. Favor is a gift, not a reward, and Noah was given the gift. And found is the word, and we have chewed it for years. A man does not find a thing he made. You do not find your own coat. You put it on. You find a thing that was already lying there, on the road, in the dark, when you were not looking for it, and had done nothing whatever to deserve it, and could not have paid for it if the price had been named. He did not earn it. He did not go up a hill after it. He did not build it or buy it or bring it in a basket. He came round a corner of that filthy age with his life in his hands, and there it was, lying in the eyes of the Lord, and he had it, and he had done nothing, and it was not his. and it held him. And the accuser, who keeps the only ledger in the three worlds besides the one in Ramoth, went looking for the entry, and there was no entry, and there was no column, and there was nothing owed and nothing paid. And he has never in all the ages been able to do a single thing with a page like that. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations, and Noah walked with El Elyon. And now, having got the order right, take the words. He was just, and that is the record's own verdict, and we will not water it. He walked, and there is only one other man in this scroll of whom that is ever said, and his name was Enoch, and he did not die. He walked with El Elyon all the way up and into Ramoth, and Noah was his great-grandson, and had it from Methuselah, who had it from Enoch at the knee. And it came down that house, hand to hand, like a lamp carried through a wind. But it is the middle word that we want you to have, and it is the one men read wrong. Perfect in his generations, not perfect in his conduct. You will see what he does with a vineyard before this scroll is done, and it is not a pretty thing. Whole in his generations, unmingled, and not in his blood. The rot of the garden was in him as it is in us, and it comes out of him in a tent before this scroll is done. Unmingled in his house, every other house in the world had let its lamp go out, and his was still burning, and there was not another cup like it anywhere on the face of the earth. And Ramoth above knew it, and had known it for 100 years, and had been watching that one tent the way a man watches the last coal in a hearth on a cold night, with his hand round it. And out in the dark, in the pit, the ruin was still counting, and he had it wrong, and he had it wrong by one. He had poisoned a world in 1,000 years without lifting a hand, and he had missed a man. One old herdsman, in one tent, in one valley, in a country full of giants, and he did not look twice at him, because he never has been able to see the small thing, and he never will. He was made to want thrones. And El Elyon, who kneels in mud, who breathes into dirt, who comes down and walks about in gardens looking for people who are hiding in the bushes, had exactly what he needed. He did not want a nation. He wanted a cup to fill.